This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 915, Rio's Adventure Story, how an action plan can inspire a new way to articulate in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today we have Rio on the show, who attended the Urban English Adventure in October. She'll tell us what she learned from her action plan meeting with Jessica and how she's currently using this feedback to project her voice and be more confident in English.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Rio, welcome to All Ears English. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on the show. It is so cool when we get to have listeners on the show, especially our awesome listeners who joined in the Urban English Adventure in October. How was it for you, Rio?
That was amazing. It was great. And I can't believe I'm on the podcast right now. Wow.
It's so cool. It's so cool. I'm proud of you for taking on this challenge to come on the show. So, Rio, would you tell me, why did you decide to join the Urban English Adventure?
Sure. First reason is I'm a student currently studying in the States right now, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. And I kind of, before, I was so scared and I was so nervous speaking and using my English in front of other people and find struggle to communicate with native speakers here. Yeah, actually, my college I'm studying abroad right now doesn't have a lot of international students. They're American. We never slow down. And like, it's so hard to communicate. But I didn't want to have connection with them. And I thought, so that Boston program is the perfect. And also, yes. Mm-hmm. And I have listening to your podcast for more than 6 months. And I just really love it. And so I love to meet Lindsay and Jessica and other listeners. So yes, why not? That's my main reasons.
Yeah, two very good reasons to join us. Awesome. So you were feeling you were in school or you are in school in a college, right, in the U.S. And you've been feeling in class, it's kind of hard to jump in, hard to keep up with the group. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I cannot generalize for all Japanese people, but I consider, I felt like Japanese people tend to be good listeners, try to listen to other people more than you speak. But here, you in your episode, like participate or die, like in here, like you really encourage to speak and share your opinions.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's really different culture. Yes.
Okay. Good. And so, all right. So while you were in the Urban Adventure, did you feel like you were given a chance to speak out and get more confident doing that?
Yes. All the time. Yes. But like not pressure, like it's not stressful, but we are really all kind of each members are encouraged to speak out.
Yeah.
That was great.
Good, good. I'm so glad. So tell me, was there anything that you were worried about, Rio, before you joined the program?
Yeah, there were two things I concerned about, actually.
Okay.
First thing was, yes, I heard I would be the only girl or woman among the group. So that was a little bit tricky for me. Yes. And another thing was, during the program, we agree to use English all the time as our only language of communication while attending a program. So, which seemed really, really hard for me before I joined the program.
Okay. But in the end, I mean, what happened? So you did continue to use English all weekend, even though we had another Japanese student in the program, right? And so what happened in the end? Was that a problem? Was that difficult?
Yes. Surprised. No. Yeah. What happens was, it worked really well. That was worked. Our English skills improved so much. Mm-hmm. Yes. At first, I thought it was difficult since I'm not so used to it. Speaking English to my Japanese friends.
Right.
Yes.
I know.
It's kind of weird at the beginning. Yes. But we were so passionate and we were so motivated to and get the most out of this program. So we, So another Japanese student and I kind of agreed to use English, even we are roommates. And we, And that was great. So I even text my family to, text them in not in Japanese, in English during the program.
Did you do that by accident or did you just like want to stay in the English mindset? And so you just texted them in English?
So I text my family. So I'm participating in the program right now. So okay. I got back to the hotel safely. But even though my family basically do not speak any English, but
Oh, that's so cool. I feel like that's a common thread that we're hearing because another student in the program from Korea had said that he called his wife and automatically started in English and then he forgot, right? That's amazing.
That's so cool.
I mean, what do you...
Amazing.
Yeah, like why do you think that happens to people on this program?
Interesting. Yeah, but since like the completely change your mental shift, thinking in English, there's I remember there was an English episode, your podcast episode about thinking in English. Yes, but that's exactly happening in this program.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's why.
Yeah. It's also so intense, right? We've been talking about with the other student, the hours. You're out there with us 12 hours a day, 10 hours a day. It's constant English.
Yes. Yeah. I really wanted to tell listeners that this program is such an intense program. It starts like 8 a.m. until 9 p.m., I would say. Yeah, that's such an intense program.
Yeah, we really challenge you, right, in every sense of the word. So how did your mindset change by the end of the weekend, Rio?
Yes, like I said before, I was really afraid to use my English with other people, especially with native speakers. Mm-hmm. Probably I might feel I'm not a good English speaker at the time. Mm-hmm. However, after that, I feel much more confident and I can engage with other people using English because during the program, you guys challenge yourself and provide completely safe place.
Yeah.
And we challenge ourselves and get out of the comfort zone and try experiment a lot of English phrases. And
that's so good.
Yeah. So that's challenging, but we enjoyed so much. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's challenging, but it's safe at the same time because we provide that safe place that we know that we're all learning here. The native speakers know that you're learning, but they do push you, right? They push you. They don't speak slower.
Yes, they never slow down.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Yeah, awesome. So what about your action plan meeting? So this is something new that we added this time that we didn't have in the first program in August. How did that go for you? And did you receive any good advice that you could put into action after the program?
Yes, I learned so much. Oh my goodness. Yes. So I got to talk with Jessica and I personally really was inspired and admired. Inspired and... Mm-hmm. By the way Jessica projects her voice.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And her advice me to, first of all, my kind of biggest English development was since I was so nervous speaking English, I tried to rush to get the words out, immediately, instantly, and not connecting with my emotions so much.
So that's good advice, right? And then did you get an idea about how to change that?
Yes. So Jessica told me while I'm speaking. So try to connect myself and not just saying everything quickly, but instead connect, pause, and try to take my time and figure out what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Then so always go back to connection, not perfection.
Awesome.
So, yes. I didn't realize that I was doing not looking up, but just looking down. I didn't realize. So that was so eye-opening, transformative. Advices for me.
That's so cool, Rio. That is so, sometimes that's what we need. We need someone outside of our circle to tell us and see, this is what I'm seeing. Is this true? Is this what you're experiencing? Right. And then you say, maybe that is. And then we can make some changes. I love
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. Yes. I really love that advice.
That's so cool. And it kind of goes back to being more rooted in the body, right? Using the whole body to make your statement, to express yourself and articulate rather than just the head and the mind, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. That's so cool. So what was your favorite challenge in the program?
So it's connected to that advices Jessica told me. So definitely I love drama love.
Yeah.
That was what I found the most fascinating. Why? Because, this is actually, before I joined the program, this activity was least I expected. But it turned out I loved the most. Because when you're speaking in foreign language, you tend to be more not connect with your emotion and try too hard to be funny or try to kind of be yourself.
Yeah.
But these exercises really push yourself, forget about grammar, conscious or don't care the subtle mistakes, but try to connect more.
Oh.
Yes.
So cool. Yeah. So what did you do in the drama lab?
Drama lab. So there are so many activities. But first, student and one native conversational partner paired up, and we try to express our feelings such as angry or sad or depressed or excited without kind of telling others I'm excited, but
you had to show it right through different nonverbals and a way of expressing yourself that maybe you weren't used to in English.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I love that idea. That's so cool. And what was it like to have the native speakers with us during the program? They were with us for about 12 hours out of the 32 hours. What was that like for you, especially the first night when they showed up at the informal happy hour?
Yeah, that was amazing. I didn't expect to be having so many times with native speakers. Yes, so much time. Considering, yes, I was always around natives all day. They were great partners. They never slow down. So it's really different from other language school. They never slow down. However, they also passionate and curious about students are from, we kind of come from different countries, so different cultures and how we see American culture. So we talk a lot, our personal thing, career, everything. So
awesome.
Was so much fun. Yes.
I love it. And you mentioned in your feedback that next time you'd like to be able to maybe record some of those conversations. Would that help you? How would you use those recordings?
Yes, I think, I felt that there were so many conversations I want to kind of keep in mind. Yes, they also kind of give us so many great advices, actually, how to pronounce specific words more clearly. You could say different ways. But I couldn't, I couldn't remember all of the things, so I kind of feel I was so mad at myself. But it would be great if I could have those recordings and I could give it feedback to myself.
Okay, that's a great idea.
That would be great. Yes.
Yeah, so you took in so much good advice this weekend and you feel like you can't retain it all, right?
Yes, exactly. Retain, yes.
Retain it all. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely think about trying to implement that for next time. I like that. And so, Real, what kind of student? Yeah, I like that suggestion. What kind of student do you think should think about joining the Urban English Adventure?
Oh, I absolutely feel it's beneficial for every one of you listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm. However, especially if you are really excited for adventure and if you really wanted to challenge yourself, like you wanted to get your English even more higher level, that's perfect for you. It's everything you need is here.
Awesome. So it's kind of the person who likes adventures, they're willing to push themselves. I love that. Did you attend any like traditional language schools when you were, like before this? Have you ever attended a traditional language school, Rio?
Actually, I don't. I didn't really to take those kind of opportunity. Mm-hmm. However, a couple of times I tried to language exchange with some foreigners, like currently living in Tokyo, but it didn't work out well since like the language differences and like time commitment and the prices was also high. So
it's so hard to find the right experience. So this is a really I love that. So what piece of advice, Rio, would you give to anyone who's thinking about joining but they're not sure, they're kind of on the fence?
We were talking about this is such an intense program, so you might feel a little bit nervous or you are not sure you can do this, but I'm pretty sure you can do this. And also, like, so this time, so we had prep course. So actually, you could prepare like 14 days before, like what kind of materials, what kind of topics we're going to talk. So there's plenty of time you can prepare, so no worries. Yeah. And I think if you kind of wanted to improve your speaking skills, this program is perfect. What you need to do is just force yourself to speak English as much as possible. So if you understand, like, not everything, but like 80% of like Lindsay and Jessica and Michelle were saying, you are like right level to this program. You just haven't got used to speaking enough, just a matter of making yourself to do it. So difficult, it might be feel difficult the first, speak more than yourself used to it. During the program, I was also had time like at the first, you have to speak English all the time. That was really hard. But once you push through the barrier, it will become much easier. And that was amazing. Yes.
That's awesome, Rio. Really good advice. Good point that you mentioned that if you guys, for our listeners, if you guys are able to understand, 70-80% of what we say on the show, you're at the right level. It's just that you need more speaking practice. And Rio, I think that it's because you came on this adventure, you pushed yourself, you came out of it with a great outcome. That's why you've been able today to be on the show, right? That's why you accepted my challenge to invite you on the show. You accepted it. You said yes, which is the first step to success. And you came on and you've done a really good job today articulating the points of this program.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
I appreciate your support. Yes.
Absolutely. We are happy to support you. We're here for you. And congratulations on your successful weekend in Boston with the Urban English Adventures, Rio. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, thank you so much for having me. That was amazing.
Awesome. We'll see you soon. Maybe we'll see you back for another Boston adventure.
Yeah, hope so. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.